Blog Talk Radio.
I like her accent. Blog Talk Radio woman. Well, people, good morning again on a beautiful Monday morning. Cold and beautiful out there, very sunny. I can see, even though my shade is down, I can see the sun coming in just under the shade. My shade is broken, or it would be open about now. One of those little things that I am just tolerating in life is this silly broken shade. Now, I wanted to ask everybody a few questions this morning, because this is what I do, this is the way I do it, and I wanted to give you an idea of, I know you know what I do. I know you know that I am a life coach and a health coach, and that I also do massage, but a lot of people ask me, or have asked me lately, how exactly do you coach? What do you do? How does it work? And here's how it works. I sit you down and I ask you just a few questions, three of them. There are three really most important questions that are just top of the list. And really, basically, these are the only questions that really truly matter. And the first one is, what are you only tolerating? I'm tolerating this blind that is broken, and I've been tolerating it for a while, so apparently not that important to me. But there are lots of things that can make your life so much happier. I would be so much happier if the blind were one that actually worked. It broke not too long ago, but long enough, I should have fixed it by now. And then the next question is, how would your life look if you refused to accept that idea that you had to tolerate things? If you refused to accept that something in your life, you know, that everything in your life couldn't be going really, really well and making you really, really happy. Because you can be happy and you deserve to be happy. And there are always ways to get around the things that you're only tolerating, to make them go away so that you're really, really happy about that situation. You can always find a way to tweak it, always something. There's always room for improvement. So what would your life look like if you were tolerating nothing? Just for the sake of argument, for a minute, hallucinate with me and accept with me that we don't have to simply be tolerating things. You know, I married a man that is really the perfect guy for me. That's not to say that he's a perfect person or a perfect guy. That's to say that he's perfect for me. And there are things still that, you know, we live with in each other. We don't love every single little trait the other one has, but we live with them, and it becomes a life lesson. Or we compromise and we talk about it. And so I am not just tolerating him, I'm loving him, and I'm loving living with him. You know, one reason is that he just happens to be a really fantastic guy, and another reason is that I'm learning from him. I'm learning that I have to be responsible for my own happiness. I can't just count on the idea that he is going to be making me happy every minute of every day. I have to work on my own happiness. I have to plan it, and I have to take action and make things happen. It's like I always say to you, and I say it for a reason. At the end, at just about the end of every single show, I say something to the effect of, plan your fun. Fun doesn't just happen. Well, happiness itself doesn't just happen either. Happiness and pleasure and joy, they're a lot bigger than the idea of just fun. You can plan your fun, and you should. It's the thing to do. And you also have to plan to be happy. And being happy comes from doing things that make you happy. And the things that make me happy are hiking around with my family and shopping around in open air markets and going to movies and going bowling and doing relaxing fun things. These things make me happy. And my work also makes me happy. We found enjoyable work for myself. I found that I really, truly enjoy giving massage, and I truly enjoy teaching other people that they have to take their own happiness into their own hands and plan to be happy. Okay, so that was the second question. What would life look like if you were tolerating nothing, if you were really enjoying every aspect of your life? Okay, so we dealt with that, and we're going on to the third question. Are you ready for this? Take a big breath. The third question is, what is the first step to getting there? Because it's easy to visualize the perfect life. It's not always so easy to take the first step in creating that perfect life for yourself. Sometimes it's hard to know where to start. I like to start by brainstorming all the steps I can take in order to get myself to my perfect life. Sometimes it involves writing out a wish list. You know, my brainstorming tends to look like a great big long wish list. Okay, so write your big long wish list and then take the top thing on your wish list and break it down into tiny, tiny steps. And you don't have to start with the first step you come up with. Look at all your steps and figure out which one looks like the easiest or the most fun to try first. And try it. This is all an experiment. Creating your life or recreating it is all an experiment. Your whole life is just an experiment. It's all a learning process. And if you stand still, you're going to fall behind because the rest of the world is going to go on with their experimenting and their lives and their this and their that, and you're going to look like you're falling behind. It's kind of like standing in that one spot and your footprint's in the ocean and the wave comes up to your ankles and it fades back into the ocean again, and you look down at your feet and you're watching the wave go back into the ocean away from your feet, and it looks like you're going backwards. Well, you're going to feel that way if you're standing still, because that's what the world does. The world goes on, and you have to go on too. So break down your wish list, because this is going to be fun for you. Break it down just on paper. Look at it. Very important to do it on paper or on your computer, whatever feels good for you. And break down one of those things, the thing that you want the most, break it down into little bite-sized pieces and start doing something. Start somewhere. The hardest part is getting started, but you can do it. You know, it's not going to be as hard as it looks once you get it all broken down. So just go ahead and do something. Do something each day, and you know, maybe that one something is calling a friend and telling them, I don't know where to start. That friend can be me. That's what I'm here for. That's my job. That's what I do. And my phone number, if you want to call me and ask for a little bit of life coaching, if you want to call in today, you can get it for half price. The call-in number here is 347-677-1860. All callers in get a half-price package of life coaching just today, just till the end of the show in another 5 minutes, because I'm doing a short show today just to reintroduce myself and remind everybody I'm here, remind myself I'm here a little bit. I've been taking a little bit of a break from doing my show. I was just adjusting to a new schedule with my son. He is now in an online school, and it's absolutely fabulous. It's the best thing I think I've ever done for my family. It's called the Pivot School. And I want to give a big thank you to my husband for agreeing to let me try this experiment with Pivot School for our son, to try experimenting with enrolling him there and seeing how it worked out. And it's working out just great. We're loving it. Because now we have time for the fun stuff, for putting it on the calendar and actually getting out and doing it. And we just went on this absolutely marvelous hike with a Yahoo Meetup Ventures. Everybody has to go look for that now on Yahoo, especially if you're active and you like hiking, because this guy, Tom, he really, really knows some fabulous, fabulous hikes. And he puts them together. He only charges you $25 for a hike per adult, kids fly free. And he brings along stuff in his trunk, like cute little tiny wine bottles for you to go with your picnic lunch that you've packed for yourself, and little bags of mixed nuts so that you can power up in between little hikes. Because on this last one, we actually went on four different hikes to four different beaches, and they were all so close that we could walk from one to the next. And it was really an all-day thing. And so we'd walk to one beach, and then we'd come back to the trailhead or the parking lot, and he'd open his trunk, and we'd all take a little bag of mixed nuts and maybe a bottle of wine for lunchtime at the next beach. And we sat down for lunchtime at the next beach in the little picnic area. We saw Pebble Beach, and we saw a beach with a bunch of caves and stuff like that. It was really, really great. So go online to Yahoo Meetup Groups and find Tom and his Backroads Adventures, and find me, because now Cody and I are going to stick with this group. We're going to keep up with what they're doing and keep going on their hikes. And I wanted to pay tribute one more time to my husband and all the wonderful husbands out there who are just living their lives and allowing their wives their lives, and being captains of their own fates and loving their wives and supporting their wives in their wives' activities, and making it possible for wives to have a whole family and a whole life and to be whole people. You guys are just fantastic. It takes a very strong man to let your wife and daughter be a whole person and a strong person, and to find their own way. That has to take an incredible amount of self-assuredness and security in your own person and who you are, in order to do that. It really takes a real man to do that too. Real men do not get insecure when they see that their wives have friends outside the home and outside their own world, and online, and that their wives go out shopping and take care of their bodies and find work and look good and feel good. That's hard for anyone, any man but a real man to do. That's very difficult. It's scary for a lot of guys who are not real men. It's scary to see women being strong and self-assured. And it can very often an uncivilized call, an uncivilized name. Men who are threatened by strong women tend to call us something nasty. And we're not. We're just strong and self-assured. So women, don't be afraid to be yourself and to be strong and self-assured, because that will attract real men.
90 seconds.
And I have only 90 seconds left, and no one has called in for a free massage or a half-price coaching deal. So try again next time, please. I'll be back again on Friday, and hopefully I will have a guest for you, but I'll let you know. Okay, everybody have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. Please plan your fun, because it doesn't just happen, and it's going to make you a happier person. And give me a call at 707-762-3578 if you want some coaching, some help brainstorming, making your wish list. 707-762-3578. My name is Sue Hirsch. I'm your Joyful Wellness Guru. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye-bye now.